I am Daniel Lucas.
And I'm Vicky Petrie, and welcome to Abstract Essay.
Abstract Essay is created to empower artists like us. Oh my goodness, artists.
You, yes.
Are we considering ourselves as an artist, Mr. Vicky?
Of course we are.
Yes, people, and thank you, Player FM, for giving us the number 3 spot for Best Abstract Podcast. Wow, imagine, consistent, we are number 3.
Yeah, we're not going lower.
Yeah. Thank you, Vietnam, for listening to our podcast. I think we're not number 5 in Vietnam on Apple chart. Thank you, Vietnam. Oh. Thank you so much, Vietnam. I hope you continue listening to us.
It's chow, so I'm saying that's probably correct.
Oh, chow. Okay, in Vietnam it's chow.
For hi.
Oh, okay. Chow.
Chow, Vietnam.
Chow, Vietnam. Chow, chow.
And now they're going to stop watching us now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Vietnam. We are so grateful that Mr. Vicky and I, we are almost finished the book of Mr. Vicky.
Very close, yes.
It's very close, people. We are near to publish the book called
The Art of Fruit Skew, my art username. Biggest thing of 2023, of course.
It's been a long time we're saying that we produced Mr. Vicky book, but well, we are almost there, people. So please,
the wait will be worth it. Yes.
Yes. Once it was published, can you support Mr. Vicky and give comments on the book? Give stars. Yes. Rating.
Five star, of course. 5 star.
Give rating to the book, please. And let's support Mr. Vicky. And so that more books to come. Right, Mr. Vicky? And so what we gonna talk about today?
Today I'm gonna talk about a piece that's sort of a return to my older form, my older style of drawing. This is a piece called Void. It is a fan art of this character Gojo from the anime Jujutsu Kaisen. He is like the strongest character in the whole show. And he has like very special powerful eyes or powerful abilities within his eyes that he can like see infinity. Like he can control anything and anywhere, essentially. So whenever he uses eyes, it's a really strong ability. So I wanted to draw him his amazing looking eyes, very shiny, very clean eyes. And it's a very cool piece, I think.
Tantalizing eyes. Oh.
they stare to your soul.
Yes. Very tantalizing eyes, Mr. Vicky. And so very nice indeed.
Yeah.
You're coming back for a nice piece again.
Yeah, and this one is not blue. Not that blue. It's not more green, blue. Actually. A little bit of green in there.
at least you change your color.
Yeah, I looked into my recent post. I'm like, oh my gosh, all 10 of these are all blue.
You are not intended to do this in a blue color.
No. I wanted to have it sort of be different, of course. So I made a more greenish tone in this time. And more like purpley skin tones, more red skin tones to make it sort of different. And it came out pretty well.
Pretty
I'm
well.
Quite
yes.
Happy, yeah.
It's nice, Mr. Vicky. So this is the title of this painting is Void.
Yes, that's the name of the ability. Well, it's called Unlimited Void, but Void is that's too long, so it's called Void. Yeah.
So is this a series or a movie?
This is a or anime.
Oh, anime. A Japanese anime?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, because the only the Japanese people are good to anime.
Yeah.
So this anime, what year they produce or what year published?
It was like 3 or 4 years ago, but they have a new season coming out this month, basically. So that's why I wanted to sort of reminisce about it and draw one of the cooler scenes from the show. So as like a bit of an anticipation for the new season, I drew this.
Oh, I want to watch this. What's the title, Mr. Fiki?
It's just search up JJK. You'll probably get it.
JJK.
That's like the abbreviation.
JJK, anime.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Fiki, why did you choose Void as the title of this painting of yours?
It's the name of his ability, and his eyes stare into you like you're staring into a void. I think it works out that way as well. Because you, when you look into the piece, you're immediately drawn to the eyes because I made it shiny. And everything else is just sort of there. So you're sort of like locked into his eyes. It's very weird. description. But you're just stuck in a void with his eyes.
Oh, so the eyes is the most powerful part on his body.
Yeah, that's why he's so strong in the anime. Because of his eyes.
So is it like just like Spider-Man? No, Superman. Superman that it will laser beam coming through the eyes.
Well, no, because this is also a show all about like dealing with curses, like and ghosts. Like they're sort of like Ghostbusters, but with magic and martial arts, basically. That's how you would explain it to someone who doesn't watch anime, I think. It's just Ghostbusters with anime powers.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So when you discovered this anime?
Yeah, I discovered it. I read it first because it's a manga, and it's a really good manga as well. And so like 3 years ago, I watched the very first season, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Oh. It's so well directed, so because it has like a lot of really good action scenes.
Yes.
And it's really easy to follow where the punches are going, how you can feel the power behind each punch, because one of the characters doesn't have any powers, but he's so strong by himself, he just punches everybody.
So if you compare JJK to Naruto, which is better?
You want me to start a fight with the viewers?
Yes, it's your opinion and they need to respect it. Oh,
oh, there you go.
It's opinion, people. So respect what Mr. Fiki will tell us. Oh.
Well, they say that like this show and another two others are like sort of like the new, like the modern, like big three animes.
Mm.
Like how before it was Dragon Ball, One Piece, and Naruto. So this is kind of like the Naruto of the 2020s, basically. So in that sense, I think it's... I like it. I like both, but this one I enjoyed more because it's not as long. And... because there's no filler, really. It's just pure action, 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 action. So that's a really good part of it.
Mm. Lots of action.
Yes, and I love that kind of thing in the show.
Love of action and power.
Yeah. The only thing I had issues with Naruto is they always had flashbacks. Every three episodes, they have flashbacks over and over again. So it's tiring after a while. So having just one show that's a straight line to the end, it's really nice.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes. So, Mr. Fiki, if you want to revise this painting of yours after 3 years, which part of this painting of Void you want to revise?
I might make him look like a real person, maybe. Like if I were to change my style to like not line art, but like more realistic, I'd probably try making him look like he's a real person. Like Tom Cruise, maybe. I don't know. It's just the first thing that came to my mind. Not Tom Cruise. He doesn't look anything like him, but some young looking guy.
younger than you painted now.
Or just like the sort of face structure of like a young 20s person. But like have it look more like a realistic person than anime style.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Vicky, before we go on, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Food 101, on our third season with Chef Alessandro, one of the best executive chefs in one of the best restaurants in downtown Toronto. And to our latest episode, we talk about Grissini people, one of the, let's say, trademark of Italian cuisine. Plus one more, our books are out, Food 101, Volume 1, Basics until 7, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. It's all about 100 episodes of my first season, and it's all about how to create a delicious food. So please do grab a copy, Food 101, Volume 1 to 7. Another podcast that I have, Book 101 Review with Krista Treblay, award-winning author and the author of the Apocalypse Trilogy. And please do listen to my latest episode with Mr. J. Edwards Holt. We talk about his most well-known novel, Sparrow Songbird. So please do listen to my latest episode, available on any platform. So, Mr. Vicky,
Void.
What else can you say about it?
I'm really proud of how the hair looks. I put a lot of attention into the hair and have all the strands sort of come out from the center. It came out really, really well. Because I don't usually draw hair like this. It's a lot more detailed than my usual style.
Yeah, I think so. It's so nice. I want to have that style of hair. Oh.
The Korean boy style.
Korean boy style. The boy band over there. What?
Oh, BTS.
BST.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh my god.
What is? Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's so nice. So, is it possible that if you modified it, can you do it in a black or any kind of color?
Yeah, there's actually another character in the show that looks very similar to this character, but he has black hair, and he's pretty much the same looking kind of character, but he's just has black hair. So yeah,
yes,
could draw hair sometime.
Yeah, really, the eyes is so nice, so big and wide, and that's really the power.
Big and wide.
Yeah, he's saying that, oh, this is my ability, my eyes, my power. Yeah,
you can tell us like a moment about to happen. Something's about to happen in the scene when his eyes are like this, you know?
Yes. Mr. Vicky, can you describe to us the painting so that, because we are not using our Riverside, can you describe to them?
Yes, everyone close your eyes and imagine a white-haired, good-looking gentleman with very piercing blue, bluish-greenish eyes staring at you with his mouth pursed open slightly with very juicy lips. And he's tugging onto his shirt, which is sort of like a turtleneck, a black turtleneck. And there's lots of folds everywhere, and it looks very nice. Just imagine a really good-looking drawing as well.
Yes, people.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yes, if you want to see the paintings of Mr. Vicky or what we're talking about, visit the Instagram account, right, Mr. Vicky? Can you invite them?
Yes, you can look at it on my Instagram account with the username FruitsKue, FruitsKue.
Yes, people, let's support Mr. Vicky when the book is coming out this coming, what is today? Next month, probably next month. What the day today, Mr. Vicky? What the day today?
Wednesday,
23rd. So I'm gonna do, I'm already in a half, then follow up. Yes, first week of September, right?
Yes,
first week of September, people, the book of Mr. Vicky is out 100%.
And yeah, you've said it now, and we can't go back now.
You no longer go back, but we assure you it's coming out, and please support him. So, Mr. Vicky Void, if you rate it 1 to 10, where is it?
I'd say it's might be one of my new favorites, but I'll give it 9.5 to be generous.
Oh, better than a Miss Frankenstein.
Yeah, I think so. It's like it's sort of the same vein with like very detailed eyes, but there's a lot more detail in this one compared to Miss Frankenstein.
Yes. Miss Frankenstein is more, let's say, there's a clarity on it. And this one is like gloomy, right?
Yeah, this one's sort of chaos, but like beautiful chaos.
Beautiful chaos, yes, indeed. So, Mr. Vicky, thank you for your time.
Thank you for joining. More to come, people. See you soon. Bye-bye.